In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. When you think about what makes a great video game, you probably think about the graphics, the pictures on the screen, maybe the story. But spare a thought for the voice actors, because their performances can make or break the experience, and they could go silent if certain industry practices don't change. Negotiation time is coming, and the union that represents voiceover artists has authorized a strike if they can't reach a deal with video game makers. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has the story.
Video game voicing has come a long way from the days of Altered Beast.
Live from your grave.
Timothy Seppala covers the business of video games for Engadget. He says today,
I would say that the voice actors are an incredibly big portion of the game.
He points to cinematic, character-driven games like The Last of Us.
Does anyone come in here?
No, who would come in here?
The vocal performances are just incredible. Like, I almost cried while I was playing the game.
As the roles have become more demanding and the video game industry has ballooned into a $90 billion business, voiceover actors who work for flat fees want more, like bonuses for games that become blockbusters.
I'm not some, you know, fat cat rich actor. I'm struggling to get that next gig. So that's why residuals are important to us.
That's DC Douglas. He's the voice of Wesker in Resident Evil and Legion in Mass Effect. He says voice actors also want limits on the number of consecutive hours they're expected to scream or make death cries.
It's exciting to do and whatnot, but it also trashes your voice, and it trashes your voice for other work.
Neither the big video game companies like Electronic Arts and Activision, nor the union, SAG-AFTRA, will comment. Dave McNary, who's been covering the back and forth for Variety, says the industry's in a tricky position.
It's a little bit of a dangerous area because these games, of course, some of them are very popular.
And some of the most popular have multiple sequels. Game makers don't want to alienate their fans by giving new voices to characters they already care about. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.